Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, the West Floral Heights Historic District Neighborhood. Located from 10th Street to Avenue H in Buchanan through Hayes and Garfield, featuring 213 properties. In 1909, Joseph Kemp and his wife Flora bought the entire block between 9th and 10th Streets and Grant and Tilden to build a three-story house which they occupied for many years. The surrounding neighborhood, named after Flora, is one of the first suburban residential areas to be developed outside of the central business area of the city. It's architecturally significant, characterized by the exhibition of virtually all the prominent early 20th century architectural styles, including bungalow, Tudor revival, colonial revival, prairie, craftsman, neoclassical, and American foursquare. The district encompasses almost 57 acres and retains many of its original design features, including brick streets and alleys, sidewalks, original spatial landscaping orientation, along with the original layout and grid pattern. When Kent platted the area, he also incorporated building restrictions designated in the deeds. These were recorded in 1913 and also in 1926. Some of these deed restrictions, including all lots fronting on Buchanan, Grant, and Tilden between 10th Street and Avenue H, should have houses built costing not less than $5,000, excluding servants' houses and garages, only one residence on two whole lots, and the owner must not sell less than two whole lots together. This historic neighborhood celebrated its centennial in 2009, and many residents believe it's the best-kept secret in Wichita Falls. Number 1, the Langford House, located at 1300 Tilden Street. Constructed in the neoclassical style by Pierce B. Langford during 1922 for about $40,000, this home is a testimony to the affluence of the times in the area. The Langfords arrived as early settlers of Wichita Falls in 1885. Mr. Langford served as a pioneer banker with more than 30 years in a variety of positions with the City National Bank, retiring as president in 1927. Pierce Langford was one of the people injured in the infamous 1896 bank robbery at the old bank building. Number 2, the Wagner Hammond House, located at 1400 Tilden Street. Robert and Ada Wagner purchased the lots for this house in 1919 and in 1921. Wagner was the president of the Wichita State Bank and Trust Company and also an oil operator and owned the Wagner Building at 8th and Scott Street. This is a fine example of neoclassical architecture built around 1928 and shows that areas other than the country club offered architecturally significant homes. The house is dominated by the full-height, flat-roofed porch supported by classical fluted columns along with a full-width porch. Other unique features included a concrete cold storage building by the alley, a wheel of tiny buckets that brought water up from a cistern filled by rainwater collected by the gutters of the house. The water was filtered through charcoal as it was collected in a barrel and then deposited into the cistern. The Wagners sold the property in September 1929 to Wayne and Blanche Hammond, who made several additions to the home in 1951, including a dining room, two bathrooms upstairs, an elevator, and enclosed the walkway between the house and garages. The house was later sold in 1970 and had numerous owners until 1989 when the Masons purchased the property. Number 3, 1612 Hayes. A.P. Oak, an oil operator, built this house in 1917, and it is an example of Tudor Revival architecture featuring a steeply pitched and combined side-gabled and hipped roof, large exterior chimney, prominent clipped front gables with a first-floor bay window, and rounded arch entry. The home was later sold in 1934, 1984, 1990, and again in 1996 to the current owners. Number 4, 1308 Grant Street. Built in 1925, this home is an example of craftsman architecture with its low-pitched, cross-gabled roof with wide, unenclosed eave overhang and exposed roof rafters and beams. The house is characterized by the full-width porch and front gabled roof supported by tapered square columns atop brick piers. Number 5, 1600 Buchanan. Constructed in 1919, this stately three-story brick colonial revival home has Italian Renaissance details, including the hipped pantile roof with uncovered full-width porch and wide overhanging eaves supported by paired decorative brackets. The home also features paired end chimneys along with a single-story side porch that was later converted into a sunroom. Number 6, Crockett Elementary School, located at 3015 Avenue I. Construction on Crockett Elementary began in 1925 by Volker and Dixon and was completed in 1926 in order to house the student overflow from Sam Houston and Alamo Elementary Schools. This school is named for Texas hero David Davy Crockett. Number 7, Wichita Falls High School, located at 2149 Avenue H. Construction for this school building began on April 24, 1923. The school had an increasing student population, having graduated over 4,500 students by 1936. The school changed from an 11-year curriculum to a 12-year plan in 1940. To accommodate the growing student body, additions to the building were added in 1953, 1956, and 1977. Among the institution's former students are legislators, doctors, attorneys, ministers, entertainers, and business people. The school continues to be a vital part of the community. Additional sites of interest in the West Floral Heights Historic District neighborhood include the J.T. Montgomery Wagner House, located at 1300 Buchanan. This charming colonial-style house was built for Judge J.T. Montgomery in 1921 and featured a simple two-story Georgian rectangular block with side-gabled slate roof, roof dormers, and a porte-cochere or coach door. Montgomery was one of Wichita Falls' early distinguished citizens, moving here from Mississippi during the Reconstruction period to seek more abundant opportunities. This beautifully preserved home has been occupied by only two families. The first Christmas in the home was in 1922 when Mrs. Montgomery started what is now a long-standing tradition by placing real candles in each of the front windows on all three floors. The family continued this Christmas tradition through 1966 when the Wagners purchased the home. They continued the tradition, although now using electric candles for enjoyment in the neighborhood. Another interesting home is located at 1301 Grant Street. Constructed by Mark Walker, a local contractor, in the early 1920s for his family, this home is in the Colonial Revival style and features a stunning entryway supported by slender Doric columns. It also has fluted pilasters and wrought iron railings atop the entry and side porches, along with paired end chimneys and 6x6 sash windows. The home was sold in 1935 to the Harrells, who had an interest in theater. Mrs. Harrell had the top floor altered to have an elevated stage with floodlights and seated as many as 75 guests who were entertained with one-act plays performed by the Reader's Club. They also remodeled the original music room on the first floor into a library in 1935. Another home of note is located at 1500 Grant Street. Mr. Stringer was an oil operator and struck liquid gold on his property in Electra in 1911 and moved to Wichita Falls in 1913. He also constructed the home in 1913. It's a prairie style with Italian Renaissance influences with a simple four-square plan with a hipped pantile roof with hipped roof dormers on three sides and wide overhanging eaves with triple brackets. The house also features a wonderful full-width porch and porte cochere leading to a detached garage apartment in the rear. The Stringer family lived here until 1949 when the Kings purchased the home. The Kings were instrumental in establishing the Backdoor Theater, and performances were often practiced on the third floor. By 1991, the home was purchased by James and Frances Howell, who undertook major restoration of the home until current owners John and Karen Thomas purchased the site in 1998.